Good morning. If you listen to the press and if you listen to the politicians, you would think that we have an energy crisis in the United States. And in reality, what we have is we continue to drive more miles every month, and we're back to driving more than we did pre-COVID. We increased the number of cars that we're driving, and we continue to drive less efficient cars that actually take more miles to the gallon. So I don't think there is a sense in the American public today that we have any issue in terms of energy prices. We're kind of used to where we are today, and life goes on. On the gas side, it's even more pointed because we're not seeing a major difference in terms of being able to heat our homes or prepare our meals or cool our homes in the summer. So in this country, we are extremely lucky. We don't seem to realize that, or at least the press and the politicians don't seem to realize this. The rest of the world, you're starting to see some pretty nasty effects on a global basis. If you look at places like Sri Lanka, where they have riots in the streets, Pakistan that is now talking about buying coal from Afghanistan in order to be able to have the energy they need. Even in places like China and India that are looking for what this new world of very high energy prices is going to mean for them. And in places like Europe, where because of what happened with the invasion of the Ukraine, they're all facing a pretty dark situation. So we're extremely lucky, but the impacts of this energy crisis that started and compounded by the invasion of the Ukraine is bringing a realization in the rest of the globe that they have some really serious issues about long-term supply of energy. We in the US are very fortunate. We're one of the major suppliers of energy to the rest of the world. It would be nice to see our politicians and our press recognize that fact and assume our responsibility today, as we used to ask OPEC to do in the past, and acknowledge that we do have a responsibility to the rest of the world and to be able to be in a position to help as much as we can. So we are blessed. We at Tellurian are sitting at a juncture of something that is extremely important, being able to be the go-between between cheap American gas and the rest of the world that desperately needs it. I know that you're looking for more positive news. I can't tell you things yet because we're working very hard on finishing putting the financing together. But Bechtel is now on the site doing the work that is necessary in order to be able to produce gas, LNG, in 2026. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, energy markets, geopolitical factors, commodity prices and related supply and demand issues, energy policy issues, Tellurian's prospects, and the financing and timing of the Driftwood project. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of April 12, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.